Hello.
And welcome
The
to
BBL
BBM
Blast,
Blast.
where the Scramble Verse has taken us back to COVID times and we're in
Woo!
lockdown.
No, not woo. Boo!
Ooh, I'm
Gaz,
Gaz.
I'm Lindsay. Gaz has a suspected case of COVID.
Well, we have COVID in the home, but I'm negative today.
Yeah. So
But you
you
don't
say.
trust the test, do you?
No, I don't, because I had COVID and the test lied, and I'm going to a wedding this week, so I can't risk it. So apologies if the sound quality is bad, but you get to see our faces, so you know, we give
I
with one
remember a
hand,
time
take away with
when
the
when we weren't supposed to meet up and you were like, come on, we can do that.
other. Yeah,
But I
but
guess we weren't ill at the time. Or no one was ill at the time.
I now I have social things to do, whereas
Yeah,
back then we were just doing nothing.
if I'm ill, I'm at home, like fine.
Yeah.
But what I will say is I don't think like it's bad like that anymore. My dad said he had it and he was just like asleep for a day and then he was fine the next day. And it seems like it's Dan's got it. It's like a cold.
Yeah, but
And
you don't want to go and spread it around at a wedding, do you, and ruin someone's honeymoon?
no, not really.
Not
Also,
really.
might be take out a grandma or something.
Yeah,
Not a good look, is
exactly. Take out
it?
an auntie. We don't want to do that. No fun.
No.
So it's been quite the week, hasn't it, since the launch show? Oh,
Oh,
I just want to say,
yeah.
I've fucking called it about that
What
Luke
did you
guy.
say? What did you say
I
about Luke?
said I don't like him at all, at all. And why is he even in there? And now look.
Do you know what? I wish I'd looked back and like got the clip of what you had to say about him because you said you had his card marked.
I did. I said there was just something off about him. Off. And now we
Do
know
you know? It
what.
didn't take long, did it? Like, can we not have
How
one year where it
many
doesn't just go wrong?
how many actual days was it? It was probably like the second day or something.
Actually, that's a good point. Do they even tell us what date it is on this wagon? I don't think they do.
Did he say it? He didn't say it. Oh, it's irrelevant anyway, but he didn't actually say it about someone, did he? He sort of said it like
It was
conversationally,
in
which,
the sense of in the place of the word dude.
yeah, which is,
Like bro, but it's not his word to use, that's the
and
problem.
no, what that also means is he is saying that at home with
Outside.
his friends, and that is just, you just don't say that, you just don't.
No.
It's just anyway, we'll come on to more of it, but just why? What, at least, what did you think about them actually throwing him out for it? Because that's quite rare for them to actually
Well,
take
yeah,
action.
I noticed that. I obviously like took to Twitter and was like, they let him sleep in the house and they removed him the next day and
Yeah.
they didn't show the diary room. Then I remember the last time that word was used in Big Brother UK, that person got to stay.
Oh,
Remember Rodrigo?
Rodrigo,
Now
yeah.
Jessica Alves washing machine. Like
Yeah.
shout out for washing machine.
And we turned a blind eye there, didn't we? In
Well,
the face of it.
I guess in the end we were like partly on the side of good TV, as
Yeah.
probably where production is like, that again was like day one, wasn't it? Day one, day two.
Yeah, but then,
Production weren't ready to lose someone. They'd obviously spent money on him.
yeah. And then they sexually assaulted someone allegedly, and that was what got them kicked out.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
So
strange goings on in the night.
just goes to show I should have probably kicked them out at the beginning.
Speaking of Rodrigo slash Jessica Alves now,
Yeah.
I was just on Facebook earlier. When you start watching videos on Facebook, it just feeds you one after the other. And a little bit of GB News came up, and it
Oh
was
no.
interview of Jessica Alves. Have you seen
Oh
that one?
really? No,
It's so
has she got controversial views?
well. No, but I feel like isn't GB News the home of like trans bashing?
Yes,
Yeah,
correct.
so I thought it was quite odd that they had
Yeah.
chosen to bring Jessica Alves on
What was she talking about?
to talk about her transition and her
Oh.
history and her like kind of experience of plastic surgery, because
Wow.
this wasn't even recent. I was thinking like, okay, in the wake of Barbie, human Ken doll, and now human Barbie doll, maybe they'd want to get her on. But it was like from last year, I think, when I looked at the date. It was this guy called Matt. Is he problematic?
I don't know
Or
who he is.
is that guy with glasses, kind of like wavy? Wavy, is
Oh,
that the word? Hair?
is it that Mark Dolan guy?
Oh, is he Mark?
He
Is he all right?
used to do Balls of Steel. No, he's not all right. Nobody on
Well, he
that
called
channel's.
himself He called himself a libertarian. I'm like, that doesn't, that's at odds
No.
with GB News.
No, he's not all right. He stands in for Dan Wharton when Dan Wharton's off, so no.
There's not a mark, is there? It is the right guy, though, if you
Unless it
think
is a
about
do
it.
no, the wispy hair sounds right. Very
Yeah.
scrunched up face and
He
glasses.
was basically going, oh, I support anyone's right to, transition. I was thinking, that doesn't sound like on brand for this
No, it
channel.
doesn't. It's absolutely.
Well, unfortunately, it's already closed, so I can't like recover it on Facebook. But what Jessica was saying was that she believes the surgery leading her to like look like Ken, which obviously wasn't an intention. She said it wasn't an intention, but through the surgery she became androgynous, and that's why the comparison came up. She said actually
Right.
that she believes that was the start of her transitioning, and that she always believed herself to be a girl,
Oh, okay.
which is interesting to hear. And I think that, oh, that's interesting. None of this ever was mentioned on Big Brother. I guess that's a short time of period of time, but I don't know if, I guess they spoke about it back then, I suppose, the surgery side of things. But
Sounds like
so what an
abs
odd thing
it sounds like
to be
absolute
covered.
bollocks to me, because they had pet implants and things like that. You don't do that.
Yeah, to be
I don't
honest,
know.
I was a bit iffy over it myself.
I just think that person has got some issue, body issues, but it's not for me to judge about that.
And
But
she
something.
denied having a surgery, a plastic surgery addiction. And I just thought,
Come on. Come on.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't expect to be starting this podcast after talking about her.
This is typical us. We will talk about the matter at hand, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
I found one bit of interesting information this week.
Oh, yeah.
I've not really listened to the podcast because I like to do ours first, but I listened to one and they said Matt, who's the swimmer, he can hear about 50% with his hearing aids in, and then
Yeah.
when he takes them out at night, he can't hear anything, so he can only hear 50%.
I don't think Big Brother's making enough allowance for this, do you?
We were wondering when he was doing his vote in the root
Couldn't
in
hear
the
Julie.
did he was someone signing to him? Because it felt like he was sort of in there longer than he should have been. So I was wondering if someone was maybe signing to him.
Oh, no, I just think, like, because he couldn't hear Julie saying, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, he was
Is it
just sat
Matt? Yeah,
there.
Matt.
Yeah, he was just sat there.
Yeah, and I just think, like, it's all very well, like, casting someone, but you need to make it inclusive enough that everything works for them. And I don't think they've
Yeah.
maybe done enough to make that happen.
No, and I'm sure there's a lot more we know about that they've not done, which I'll find out this week.
Yeah, and I think we were saying, like, Matt would be at a disadvantage in competitions where, you need to hear the klaxon or instructions or
Yeah.
whatever. So I hope there is some allowance for him to maybe, I don't know, get maybe signed instructions is not okay because contact with people, but like maybe like written instructions. I don't know, like there must, there
Yeah.
should be some allowances, I think.
Yeah. To be honest, though, he'll be all right in most competitions because he's so muscly.
Yeah, maybe.
So, it might balance out. But yeah, there should be more allowances made, but
Yeah, like I think visual cues or whatever, so that he knows when something starts or doesn't, like a light or something, I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely a disadvantage when it comes to eavesdropping on
Comp.
people and that sort of stuff,
Yeah. I don't know if there's any audio-based like comps, not really. I guess there are, where you listen to the sound bites on when you watch the clip or
Oh
whatever, and you
yeah,
have to like,
sometimes.
answer the question. That would
Yeah.
be, you'd need that written, surely.
They're gonna have to make some allowances.
I hope they do.
Anyway, let's talk about the episode. So we did the launch night, so we're on to episode two now.
Well,
I am
actually, funny enough, my first point. Sorry, you got something.
No, go on.
That's just my first point that I've got in my notes was that in the intro for episode two, Matt was referred to as a deaf Olympian. And I just thought, what the hell is that? I've never heard of a deaf Olympian before.
No,
Did you know about that?
no, but I assume it's some thing like the Special Olympics, is it?
Yeah, so I looked it up. And
Yeah.
actually, the Deaf Olympics, I think they've changed the name over the years, is the longest running multi-sports event in history after
Oh.
the Olympics. Like it actually started in 1924, so 99 years ago, and it's on every 4 years. There's a whole Deaf Olympics, but I just feel like, is it called Deaf Olympics or Deaf Olympics? I think it's called Deaf Olympics.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about
Or,
that,
ironically, you don't hear about it.
which is odd.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Apologies.
But like we now the Paralympics is mainstream thing and it's on
Yeah.
TV. I wonder why these other,
Yes,
more
sorry.
niche games don't get any attention.
It's probably not called the Special Olympics anymore, is it?
No, I think it is.
Oh, it
That doesn't
is.
sound right.
It just sounds a bit
It
off, yeah.
doesn't. The term sit, doesn't sit too well with me, but for some reason
No.
it's called that. Yeah.
But then, yeah, he wouldn't be out, him competing in Olympics against differently abled people, he'd just kick their ass, wouldn't he? Because he's just
Yeah,
deaf, you know what I
exactly.
mean? That
Yeah.
sounded bad as well. You know what I
No,
mean,
but like, it's
though?
not phys there's like physical disabilities
Yeah,
and people can
exactly, yeah.
compete. Yeah. Well, in the
Yeah.
Paralympics, everyone's categorized into different like
Different ways, yeah.
grades of like ability, aren't they, I suppose.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. It's interesting. So.
And then like sometimes, you know what I think about stuff like this? So in Thailand, where I used to live, like it's really common to have like blind and deaf schools. And I just think here in the UK, I don't really know that there's like schools for deaf people. And like we make allowances to integrate people into the regular system.
Yeah,
Can they not integrate deaf people into the regular Olympics?
there are some deaf schools. My friend's daughter's deaf, but she just goes to normal school. But I remember when I was a kid, we had deaf kids in our class, like two or three of
Oh.
them. Yeah, and it
Oh,
was,
wow.
yeah, they were just like, in the class, just normal. So I think it's better, isn't it?
Was everyone taught sign language, or they just expected to lip read, or they had like hearing aids and that was enough?
I can't really remember. I remember they couldn't that like Matt that like, he speaks really well, but they couldn't speak quite as well as him. But
Mm.
yeah, I don't remember any special things. But it was back in the olden days. God, they were probably just expected to just get on with
Yeah.
it.
Don't you think it's bad that we're not really taught sign language though? Like, and I guess like it is a very small portion of people who are affected by being deaf and like, but when you're around someone who is deaf, I used to work with someone who was, and I felt so unable to communicate with them, and it made me feel really sad because I didn't know how to communicate with this person, and I thought they must be really lonely because really no one does know how to unless
No.
you by some chance like happen to have a family member or something which
Yeah.
requires you to learn sign language. People just don't really know it.
No. And yeah, like when we went round to my friend's house and I think I probably said this last week. She was just getting ready for bed, so she'd had her hearing aids out. So
Oh yeah, he's
we were trying to talk to her, and she was like, "She can't hear you." And then I felt
no.
bad because I didn't know really any sign language, so I should really learn like a little bit, you know. I was just like,
Perhaps, yeah.
She's probably just like,
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's sad because people, I don't want people to feel left out or lonely, but communication is like, without it, how can you really include someone fully? It's hard.
There are more, a lot, definitely a lot more deaf people on TV shows and stuff now. I've
Oh,
noticed
yeah,
on
there
a
was
lot of the shows I
Strictly
watch.
Come Dancing had a
Yeah.
deaf person. Is she just on soap or something? I
Oh yeah, that was it. And on
think she's an actress.
yes, and on like dramas as well. And there's someone on 90 Day Fiancé who's deaf. And it's good the way they show like what he would actually be able to hear, which is like just his heart beating kind of thing.
Oh, speaking of which, there's a lot of
Oh,
hearts racing at the end of the eviction, wasn't there? Did you notice?
wasn't
When they were hugging, and it was obviously Kirsty's
that
heart was like, I thought she was going to pass out.
weird? I've never heard that before. I was like,
No.
what the hell is that? Every time she hugged someone, you could just hear
Yeah. Heart was
boom.
going so
Yeah,
fast.
that was weird. It was interesting, though. Anyway, let's talk about this episode. First note of interest I've got is I like the orange couch in the HOH
I
room.
love the orange
Yeah, it's
sofa as
nice,
well,
isn't
but it
it?
makes the one in the living room look so crap by comparison.
And
The
those
white
red,
one.
the red chairs are shit as well. The
Oh, I
eviction
like
chairs.
those.
Oh, did you, yeah, but I don't think they have enough gravitas for the eviction chairs.
Oh, but normally it's just some like fusty, chunky armchair, like some granny would have in their house. I think the furnishings overall, like the look of them, is just a lot more modern in this house, and I like it. It feels more like what Big Brother should be.
That bedroom that's pink and black, it looks absolutely hideous.
Which one's that? The
It
upside
I.
down one.
No, I don't know. It's just got the most horrible bed covers
Oh,
I've ever seen.
the black poster bed things, right?
Yeah, I don't
Yeah, that's
ugly.
supposed to be the upside down room.
Oh, is it?
All the dresses are like the wrong way around.
Oh,
The
right.
it's
Interesting.
the scrambled verse, I
Right.
think.
I'm over that already.
Yes.
So, what else is happening? Cerie. So
Izzy's
what?
the only Izzy is the only one that knows who
Oh.
Jared is.
She's so fucking annoying. I cannot
Oh,
stand
really?
her. Are you serious?
Is it because of her hairy armpits?
I did make a note.
I got an informant told me that
Hey.
you said, "Ugh, look at her hairy armpits. That's disgusting."
Well, I know who the informant is. If that, what's teasing you that?
So I can dig you out on the podcast, obviously.
What a fucker. No, you can have hairy armpits if you want. You can do whatever you want. It's more her
Don't make me
personality.
look at him.
It
Don't
did make me think, but that's none of my business.
think that's a weird one, that
What, the hairy
we're
armpits?
socially conditioned to believe girls should not have hair
It's
there, but it is
stupid, isn't
natural.
it? The only thing worse than a woman with hairy armpits is a man with shaved armpits. Oh, it's so disgusting. Oh my God, it's just so wrong. And men who
About trimmed?
trimmed is okay. And men who shave their pubes, just absolutely not. Ugh.
What about trimmed?
Trimmed
You
is
don't want a
good.
nice, but you don't want a big old bush there, do you? You want a nice skin fade.
Trimmed is fine. Skin fade, I'm not sure. That sounds trimmed very short.
Oh yeah, I get the gradients out.
Do
Yeah,
you? I hope you
from
don't.
zero to like five.
I hope you don't shave your face with that same shaver.
I do.
Ah!
Who cares? I've got out of the shower or whatever, most of the time. No, actually, I did it before shower. Doesn't make sense to shower and then shave, does it?
Listeners, stroke viewers, what do you think about that? That's
Look, I know
disgusting.
all the men out there are using the same shaver on their pubes as they are on their face because, like, it's your own body.
If you
And I
say
share
so.
that with Dan.
No, it's getting worse. No, the thing I don't like about Izzy is her gameplay is absolutely diabolical. Going up to Jared, going, "I know who you are," is just absolutely stupid. She said it so loud in front of
Think
everyone
that
else.
she would have been better off keeping that to herself and weaponizing
Exactly.
it later.
Exactly. When you're on the on your uppers, you go, "Right, if I go, I'm going to tell everyone." It all she's done is just. Basically, Siri, in my opinion, does not want to be friends with.
Siri.
If, sorry, I can't get that right for some
Hey,
reason.
Siri.
I was calling her Shree
Oh,
last week.
Siri just woke up.
Oh
Stop
no, sorry.
talking.
Siri. She doesn't want Elliot, not what the fuck's her name, Izzy in her alliance. She's just having to work with her, like with a gun to her head, basically. Don't you think?
Yeah,
And
but I quite enjoy that, like, as to
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
Because what I like as well, Izzy, I mean, how about this? Izzy believes it's to her advantage that they know that she knows, that she's got them in her pocket. Do you not
Right.
agree with that? Do
Yeah.
you not see that as potential benefit?
I do, but she's doing too much and going, "Oh, I stalk your social media." It's just, it reminds me of when
Well, fewer than a fangirling over Suri. She's an icon.
Nicole, what the Nicole,
Franzel.
yeah, said to, oh, she said to Derek. She said, you're the Dan of this season. And he got rid of her like that. You need to keep that shit to yourself. Don't come out with this stuff. Don't let people know that they're good.
Interestingly, though, well, we haven't seen in edits, but we haven't heard Ceree go to Jared, look, this girl knows too much. First opportunity, get
Because they
her
can't,
out.
because they can't, because she'll rat on them. They literally can't get rid of her. They could get persuade someone else to get rid of her, maybe. But now they're in this
It looks
old,
odd, doesn't it? Because it's sort of
yeah.
uncalled for.
Now they're in this
It's like,
old.
oh, why are we going to get rid of this person? Like, let's be honest, she doesn't look like she's a comp threat or anything much, does she?
She's just
She was
an.
taken though, ladies, so
Yeah, I think we're all right.
back off.
She's just got such a high opinion of herself. She's so fucking annoying.
What about this theory that she's actually non-binary, but CBS don't allow that?
I
Is
wouldn't be
that just my
surprised.
theory, or did we say that last week?
I don't. We were saying they wouldn't have a non-binary person because Julie wouldn't be able to get it right.
Yeah. I hope that. I don't know. She's giving me big non-binary vibes, but I just hope she's not compromising herself because she has to for the show.
No. Oh, I don't think she
Or
would be.
themselves.
What's happening?
Or themselves, I said.
Oh, themselves, yeah. What else is happening? In the scary verse, they have to wear the hospital smock to bed. Is that okay?
I mean, bit overkill, isn't it?
It's not that bad, I suppose. I quite like wearing
Is
that.
that, like you quite like wearing that?
Yeah, when I had my tonsils out, I wore it and I quite liked it. Thought it looked quite nice. I was an adult, I was about 28.
Can I keep this? Do you get to keep it?
It's probably all covered in blood after. No,
Ew.
not really.
Is the scary verse like the have not equivalent? I know it's the scramble verse is the have not, isn't it?
With the
No.
cheese, no.
The humili verse.
Is that the have not rain with the
I
cheese?
think so, because like sleep on cheese feels quite have not eat to me.
It's not that bad though, is it? I've seen
It's that
worse ones.
stupid boot thing is the worst part of it.
Oh, it's fucking annoying. Yeah, I heard Taryn moaning about that, saying it like people are having strategy conversations, and then because they have to kick themselves with the boot, it like stops the conversations and it makes it
Right.
like, which I can see being very annoying, especially if you are watching the live feed, you have to watch it all the time. It's like stupid.
Yeah. Do you know what? Just about the Ciri and Jared thing, I thought it was really a shame that he knew she was going to be there. I was hoping it was a surprise on him too, but I guess that's quite hard to keep when you're
Did
that
he
close.
definitely know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah.
They
Okay.
both knew what was happening, which I guess they were approached together to do this.
In my opinion, Jared's going to be a liability to Ciri's game.
Oh, almost certainly.
He's
Yeah.
just he's not that intelligent from what I've seen
Now,
so far.
are their ears very alike? Is that why he's wearing that like bandana as a granny bonnet?
I was wearing
What
the granny going out shopping in the rain, snood.
is that? That's got to be some sort of message to the outside. That's not a choice that anyone makes, is it?
I don't
Like,
know.
fine, do rag, whatever,
Yeah.
bandana on the head, but not the sort of,
The
F all
snood.
going to the shops.
Yeah, it's a look, isn't it?
I need to know about
I've got a few comments to make about people's looks.
that.
Now, I've decided that Riley looks like two different people.
Are they Big Brother people?
I'm sure others have said this. One's a Big Brother person, one's not.
Well, I know who the one isn't. Who? Well, I don't know who the Big Brother person is, or the one that isn't is.
Oh, really? What, who?
But will I know who the Big Brother one is? Or is it a US person from way back
It's a
that I don't
US
know?
person that you've seen, but you probably wouldn't remember the person, I don't think.
It that one that like walked? That teacher?
The
Remember
fuck is that?
that girl that walked and everyone was just truly shocked.
I don't know who that
She was a
is.
bit heavier set than that one. I think she was a dog walker and a teacher or something.
No idea who that is. Are you biting your nails?
Putting Vaseline on my
All
lips.
right. Oh, well, I'll just tell you so we don't go on for 17 hours. I think she looks like a
Taylor
cross.
Swift.
No. Miley
Oh.
Cyrus, I think, a bit.
Oh.
Do you think? And
No.
when she's not got her makeup on, Raven. Do you remember Raven?
Oh God, she was awful.
She was awful.
Yes. But do you know what?
She was bad.
I'm surprised how likable Riley is.
She's nice. Why? Why? Why are you judging her? Because she's blonde and young.
Yeah, because she's the sort of
Okay.
cast to be a showman's,
Yeah.
swim, not swimwear. She does, this is the one person that isn't the swimwear, doesn't have a swimwear
Yeah.
brand.
Yeah.
Wine safari,
Yeah.
bartender, all that
Yeah.
bollocks. Like, that is what she's meant to be, but she's actually not that.
No. That's good.
But do you know, and this is why we've got a big question mark over Riley, do you know about her controversy in the week?
Oh no. Oh no.
So I don't really know the true story on this, and probably American listeners are going to relate and
It's
know
just.
inside out more than me, but you will be aware that the HOH gets their choice of music, right?
Right.
And the album that she chose was like a single album by this one person who's basically like some sort of racist, far right musician,
Fuck
some sort of like
off.
real dodgy like Republican shit.
Is this
Yeah,
serious?
because that's James from Judy Girl Pod was tweeting about this.
Okay,
And he's like,
that.
I don't want to pass judgments, but like all the music you could have chosen, you chose this. And I was just like, oh God.
I'm surprised Big Brother even let her have that. Well, that explains why she evicted the black woman. Oh, what's this
Well, she had
saying?
she didn't have a choice in it.
Remaining meeting time, 9 minutes.
Yeah, well, better wrap this up.
It's
Thank
even
you for listening.
shorter than
Well,
usual. I thought it was meant to be 40 minutes. Ridiculous. Anyway, never mind. We'll do another part.
what you said, she could have chosen. Well, the house rallied against Kirsten. She didn't really choose who went up, did
No,
she?
because
She
it
chose who
was
came
because of the
down.
comps. It was because of the comps,
The
yeah.
chance of a black woman going was very high because wasn't every other person on the block
Black.
a black woman?
No, it was two black
Forgot who it
women,
was.
Jared and
Oh, Jared.
Corey
Yeah,
is
of
his name.
course. I forgot who was in the
Cody,
block.
Corey, whatever. Yeah, no,
Corey,
to be
your
fair,
fate.
that wasn't really that wasn't really her fault. But now I've got an eye on her.
Yeah, but also she's getting very close to Jag, so I'm hoping like that music thing's an anomaly, but it's hard to overlook if you
I'm
if
pretty
that
strict.
artist is known for that.
Yeah, it's like me getting a Morrissey album, isn't
Well,
it?
exactly. It could be like, oh, we like her, but she listens to Morrissey and that's weird.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on her. Yeah, so then we saw that Jag likes Riley. They've got a bit of a, is it a showmance or is it a flirtmance or what's
I feel like
happening
it could
there?
be headed towards one, but sometimes the edit might just want you to think that I'm thinking. I wouldn't mind it if it was. I think it'd be quite nice to see that between two people who maybe wouldn't have necessarily thought were going to be drawn to one another.
Yeah, why not? I like Jag so far. He seems nice. The two hippies were bonding, Cameron and Red, in the bathroom.
Oh yeah. I
And
don't think I'd work much for this situation.
they're playing the yokel music over the top to let you know that they're both country bumpkins.
Course, because the aesthetics are not enough.
Yeah. And
Oh,
Mi Cole finds them a hilarious duo. She says that now until they start doing a hate crime on her. probably not, but then on this other evidence, you never know.
we go. Can I just go back to this point? It's someone called Morgan Wallen.
Right. Is that
And
the
James said,
singer?
listen, yeah, the singer, James from Judy Gub Pod said, listen, this doesn't make me say Riley is racist or anything negative, but I side-eye it. The fact is, he is an artist that actively benefits from his own ignorance and racism, which isn't surprising because it runs rampant with country fans. Look at the Hot 100 right now. So apparently he's a country artist. So, that comes with its own red flags for me.
Well, thank God that never made it over to here. Country music. That truly is an abomination.
Shania Twain
That's okay. That's
does.
palatable. Like the proper stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so bad. And normally religious as well. Yeah. Okay. What else is happening?
We were talking about the yokels.
Izzy said, I have power over him about Jared. No, you're fangirling and it's embarrassing. That's my thoughts on that.
Red was trying to do an Aussie accent. Did you
Who
note
was?
that? Red. Well, I don't know if I jumped up. I might have jumped ahead.
That's okay. We can jump around. Jump around. Corey, is it Corey? Came back from the Nether region very quickly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he
Yeah,
was
that's
only
where I
gone for an
jumped off.
hour. They should have kept him out there all night.
An hour?
Yeah, an hour. And what happened in that Nether region? That's what I want to know.
Don't know. And they all thought he was like, they kind of forgot that he was on the block because of it, which I think in a way might have worked to his advantage.
Do you think he got given that hideous pale pink bomber jacket and cap to wear in the Nether region? Because I honestly thought he must be wearing it for a task, but he's still been wearing it. He looks so washed out and sallow, and that is really not helping.
He looks like, and I don't know if it's a real thing, but like, this like image from maybe like the 50s, like this like donut boy. Is it off The Simpsons? Like it's like a mascot for like a donut company or something.
Rings
It's
a
like a
bell.
creepy like character. He looks like that.
Ouch, that's not good. Yeah, he's weird. I do like him though as a character. I do find him
I
kind of
he's
interesting.
His delivery is interesting. He's quite intense, isn't he?
He's weird. I
He's
don't
there
think.
to make TV. I don't feel like that's him.
I don't feel like he's as persuasive a speaker as he thinks he is, but we'll find out, I
Oh yeah,
guess.
that's why he talks like that.
Yeah.
He's literally programmed for it. That makes sense.
Oh yeah, did he come back through a bed in the wall or something? There was some CGI
Oh, didn't they
going
do
on.
an effect to like, yeah,
Yeah.
blast him through some sort of portal?
I thought it was Dr. Will for a second.
You say Doctor Strange.
That could have worked too
Like,
in the scary verse. America says she wants to avoid the Nether regions at all costs. Wow. What is Cameron said about Corey? This guy's going to get carded and get the two packs of crayons when he goes for a meal. It's a bit rude, isn't it?
what does carded mean?
Like, ID'd.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, that makes sense because I was just thinking like,
Oh,
football getting a red
the red
card.
card.
Who said that about him?
Cameron. He's the curly haired
Oh, that yo the
guy.
other
I
yokel.
don't really like that guy that much. Don't think it's a bit weird.
No, me neither.
I guess
Because
I
we
get
did.
bad
Okay.
energy from him.
Oh. Wait, I don't think he's going to be like good TV or likable, so
No.
why is he there?
He's a
I
bit
guess you've got something to
weird.
dislike.
Yeah. I keep it. Remember I said this, bad energy. Something's gonna happen with him as well. Remember I told you. So what is happening?
Can I just
It
say one thing that I've noticed? I heard beforehand that Felicia
Oh
was going
yeah.
to hide her age, but she was freely revealing her age in that like going around getting to know you section on the
Yeah.
sofa. She obviously like dropped that one, realized, I do
Yeah.
look over 60 after all.
Yeah, and also can barely get up a staircase.
You're going to say completely bald.
Yeah, she was saying something about raising her eyebrows at one point. I thought,
What eyebrows? She got
you
any?
exactly.
She could have them on the Zoom call.
She's right. She's raised them so far that they've blown away. Okay, this podcast is mainly just insulting people's appearance, as per usual.
Did quite enjoy Corey on Ciri being present in the house. He said, "Oh my God, this is the best day of my life, and I'm screwed."
Yeah,
Like
don't.
she's such a good player, just like no chance.
He was over-egging it a bit, wasn't he? Later on with her, you could tell she was just like, mate.
Oh yeah, she was a bit like, "Oh, go on, go west."
Yeah, and also you're gonna leave because you know too much.
Yeah, exactly. He said he knows her like history and games and like this her playbook and stuff, and she was just a bit like,
Because his brother is in Survivor.
"Oh."
Yeah. So I'm surprised he doesn't know Jared.
Have they
Or may
mentioned that in the show, or do you just know that
No,
from
I
elsewhere?
knew it from the cast reveal or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know if he has actually mentioned it. But his surname's something like Wartenberger, so it's like not a very common surname, I wouldn't have thought. There's always something with burger in a what was Christian? Birkenberg. Not a bark. No, it's not right. So when Siri introduced herself, she Siri introduced herself, she changed the name of one of her boys to obviously something else.
Oh yeah, a different another J.
I wonder if they're saying they come from the same area or if one of them
That's what I
find
was thinking.
yeah, the area they come from.
Honestly, if they knew they were going in together, so the story is I'm an orphan, right?
Yeah.
My parents died in tragic accidents when I
Ah.
was 4,
Yeah.
and I grew up in somewhere far away from wherever we did. Like,
Yeah.
you would have come up with a story, wouldn't you? And corroborated it, and like,
Yeah. I'm sure
so
she
what? If
catch.
Ciri is such a master game planner,
Yeah.
where is the planning now?
With what?
Making sure she's distant from her son. Like they could have covered something up. They could have come
Yeah.
up with a whole new backstory for Jared.
Well, no one's even twigged it. Like that person who went, she was like, oh, I can't even guess who it would be.
Well, that whole like, oh, that's the nickname of one of Ciri's sons.
Yeah,
That's
oh,
gonna come
yeah.
out.
But I didn't
People know
twig.
about her.
Stupid. There's only a minute
We're
to
gonna
it.
have to break,
Yeah.
so let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Welcome to part two of BB on Blast. No,
Part two of
it
507.
will not be.
Oh,
So,
but
Bowie told them that she was 34. Is she?
it is
Yeah,
Bowie.
you corrected me wrong, didn't you?
Yes, I
Actually,
did.
you incorrect. No, never mind.
I incorrectly corrected you. This is the Scramble Verse.
It is Bowie. Is she
What's
passing?
weird is she's called. Is she what? Passing the vibe check?
Is she passing for 34?
How old is she really? Is she not?
45. 45.
No, she is not passing for 34.
She don't look 45 either.
No, but not 34. Come on. She's
Oh,
younger than me.
I think 38 she could have gone for.
Yeah, I do too, but not 34.
She looks,
The
oh dear.
water's. Got the wrong weight.
She looks good. She looks bloody good for 45, but I do think she's got a bit of Botox, so.
Do you know what? I like an Australian accent. I think it's pretty commonly known that that's probably one of my favorite accents in the world. I don't like Bowie's accent.
Really?
No, I don't. It's something about it. It's like, is she from Adelaide? I think. I don't know if it's the Adelaide accent. I don't like that. But like, no,
My
something I don't like about it.
boyfriend Jack hates the Australian accent. No offense to any of
Oh.
our Australian listeners.
I think it's really one of the most pleasing on my ear.
Really?
You know, my Siri is Australian, female
Oh yeah.
Australian. That's just like, oh, nice.
You're Siri.
And also, I want to say, you know, her nickname, not her nickname, sorry, her full name. She's got a double-barreled first name.
Yeah.
Is, was it
Bowie
Bowie
Jane, is it?
Jane? But I feel like they keep saying it sounds like Jean. Sounds like
Oh,
a country music singer, Bowie Jane.
right. O'Reilly would probably
Also
like
got a
that.
question mark over. Yeah,
Yeah.
also got a question mark over
So do we like her so far or not? I don't mean, I feel like I don't know her yet.
I think I like that she's there.
Yeah.
I heard her mention like Intruders. I think I might have mentioned this last week. Like, I want to know her like Big Brother Australia, like how
Background,
what
yeah.
informs her Big Brother Australia background. Yeah, like what
Yeah.
informs her Big Brotherness. But I don't know if we'll ever find out. That's
I'm
probably
sure
on
she'll
like
talk.
live feed.
She will talk about it on the live feed. So if you're a
I
live
want to hear her talk
feeder,
about, you know, Tim and
Tim,
Tully
yeah.
and, you know, oh God, in this one season, there's a couple, Tully and Drew, and all that, you
Fair.
know, I just want to, they're the bits I'm here for, but
Yeah.
I don't know if they're
Send
coming out yet.
us the clip if that conversation's already happened, please. I just think, I don't know yet. We'll see. So they volunteered to be have-nots. Ciri and Jared were plotting. What was this? You said Hyman. That's what breaks when you lose your virginity. Oh, was he calling Hisam Hyman?
Hyman, yes, that was
Sorry.
that did make me laugh actually. That was a funny conversation, and
Not
Cerise
great,
sort
is
of like chose her moment to like
it?
correct him.
Yeah.
It also is a bit awkward, isn't it? But he was like, well, that's what someone told me his name
Yeah.
was.
Oh dear. Yeah, it's a bit slightly problematic there.
Yeah, can I just step back a sec about something Corey said about the playbook of Cerise? I think this was in the diary room. He said, she makes you feel like you're her best friend, and then she gets to the end instead of you. And in that very moment, I thought exactly of Andy on The Traitors, who was fully heartbroken by what Ciri did to them because they felt like Ciri was acting like a motherly figure. And I just thought, wow, that is to a T, Ciri's game on The Traitors, and it won
But did they
the
not,
game.
but did the people on Traitors not know her background on Survivor, and she was no doubt doing the same thing there?
Of course they did.
Oh God, she's got the mist, doesn't she?
She
Well, at
has.
least Corey knows, so he can try and do something about it. I want to see someone take her on and challenge
This is
her.
it.
Yeah,
No
I don't
one
want.
is making those moves to do that or even having those conversations, I don't think. I find that very, very odd in
And
US
she,
Big Brother.
I mean, she's a great player anyway, obviously, and she's got a huge advantage of having a snitch on the other side of the house. I mean, how can she lose, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of unfair, actually. But
Also, imagine it gets to the end of the series and, well, hang on. Is everyone eligible for America's Vote Favorite House Guest?
oh, she'll win.
Like, of course it's her.
Yeah. That's why you need to get her out early. What else is happening? Oh yes, Ciri was telling Jared how to behave. Don't say you're going to talk to this person later. Don't let people know that you're doing that,
Yeah.
and just telling them to watch himself.
He was starting to get worried that they were like avoiding each other too much, wasn't he? You would want to, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of
Because how the
course.
hell can you make conversation with your own mother?
Wouldn't you accidentally just call her mum at some point?
Yeah, you think,
Because
I think, because
you,
that's exactly what else do you call your mom?
yeah,
Nothing else but that.
exactly. So I
Didn't he suggest that she's Mama C and then Mama F? Is that his idea?
I don't know. Oh, maybe that's his cover story. So this alliance was formed, the Phalanx Five.
What the hell? Can you do we know what phalanx is, and
So I think
can you
it's,
spell it?
well, that racist twat who got evicted, ejected, named it.
Oh,
So
might want to dissolve that now.
I presume it's something nerdy or some comic book thing. I don't know.
Oh yeah, he's the sort of artist.
Illustrator, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to spell that, so I've got PHALANX, but I don't know if that's real.
That's what I've got. Well, I hope that AI steals all of his art jobs in future. Felicia is going to protect Ceri as another older person.
I've got it. The listeners
Yes.
need to know. Googled
I'm
it.
sure they already know.
A body of heavily armed infantry in ancient Greece formed in close, deep ranks and files. So you know when they all like go in a line with their shields and spears and
Oh,
shit.
yeah.
It's like that. So it's not a bad alliance name, to be honest.
So.
That's one of those ones where like they go on The Apprentice and they're like, oh, we could call ourselves this, and you
Yeah.
know they thought of it beforehand.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Let's call ourselves Dynamics.
what else is happening? Yeah, so Siri and Felicia started working together. I hate Felicia.
What?
She's
Why? She's such good
so annoying.
TV.
She knows
Oh, you're so
everything.
ageist,
No,
aren't you?
not ages. It's just like, just because you're working with Siri doesn't make you Siri. You're just like, oh, it's just something about it just rubs me the wrong way. To quote
What if they, you
the girl
know, are
from last year.
sisters from another mister and they, you know, feel such a draw to one another?
Oh, she's get someone now.
You think she's trying to align herself with greatness, do you? So that
Well,
in
yeah.
turn, she becomes great.
Well, yeah, and I don't blame her because they're similar age as well. But
Are they?
she's,
Sorry,
well,
surely Ceri's a lot younger than.
more similar than other people in that house.
Yeah. Do we
Over
know
50. I don't know how
how
old
old
Siri
Ceri is?
is, actually. I'd say about 50, is she? Oh, maybe
She
not.
is 53, yeah.
Ah, there you go.
So, you know, she's another one that if you look back at her appearance in like her early days, she looks better now.
She was a bit chubbier then, wasn't she? There
Yeah,
was
I'd
a
say yes.
clip of her that was. Anyway, Jared doesn't trust Kirsten.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
playing too hard too fast.
Yeah. But Siri had sort of made an alliance with her, but then she was just like, nah. So then Siri then went and told Felicia. Don't you think the others are going to get suspicious that like all this information's getting out and think who is the rat?
Because Jared is feeding it to Ceri, is that what's
Yeah,
happening?
because
Yeah.
how could they have actually known that there was an eight person alliance on the other side unless someone had ratted it
Oh,
out?
because Red went up and like listened them to Riley, right?
Yeah, that was stupid in my opinion.
Yeah, that was quite silly.
So then we had the HOH, which was from the comic verse. And the winner of the HOH gets to take two people off. And this
This was
was,
a bit of
I like
a
this.
rehash of that one with Derek X and the
Yeah, it
spitty legs,
was. They
wasn't it?
just dusted off the old balance beam, didn't they?
Reskinned it. Yeah,
Yeah.
I thought, oh, come on, it's like early in the series, give us something new.
Yeah, but I don't think it was quite entertaining to watch, especially when they get hit by that thing.
By the onomatopoeia, did you like the swooping onomatopoeia?
Oh, get you. It
That was
was
what's she called again? Me, Nicole.
Mikol.
I can't
I
get on
think
board with that
they call
name.
him Mimi, I think.
Mimi.
Yeah. I liked it when people were getting hit by that. I found that entertaining. That appealed to my sense of stupidness.
Sadism.
Yeah, it was just
Did
like made me laugh.
you not think the floor looked rather hard? No crash mats. I thought, oh, someone's going to get injured here, like Jasmine on that.
Well, they don't
Didn't
give a
she fall off
shit.
something and bug her ankle up?
People get injured every year and they don't seem to care. So,
Oh my God.
yeah.
Red did a backflip, didn't he?
Did
Remember?
it? Did
Not only
it?
has he delivered all of his children by hand, he can also do a
Ooh.
backflip.
Blue got twatted. This looks dangerous, I've said.
Looks like it sounds like she had a Round of shots at
A
the end.
few people were throwing it. Hissam is reminding me of, you won't know, but Rachel's husband, Brendan. You know
Okay.
Rachel, obviously, from the Traitors. Her
I
husband,
do, and
Brendan.
first Big Brother baby.
Yeah, he really reminds me of, it's like an older version of him. So every time I see him, I just think, oh, Brendan, because that's what Rachel
Just
used to.
visually, or
Yeah, visually, he reminds me of him a bit. Why are people doing it with their sunglasses on? They won't be able to see anything. Did you think that was odd?
I didn't notice.
There's no sun down
Oh,
there now, is
Bowie,
there?
wasn't it Bowie Jane? She's got a look.
Couple of them did. Yeah, she's got a look. I'm
Looked
not
like
sure
she's
if it's.
Mission Impossible, wasn't it? The sort of
Yeah.
black through sunglasses.
Her style is a bit, I don't know, not
Something
right.
out a bit naughty, isn't it? It's like
Dated, yeah.
it's stuck in the past.
Yeah, it don't work. It's
Says the
because she.
guy wearing the Spice Girls t-shirt.
Because she's so fucking old, she does forgotten what style is. I mean, I'm virtually the same age as her. What else?
Your company is young, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm younger, but you know. Riley won. She was very nimble, wasn't she?
Well, Riley, wasn't she the only one who had the sense to take the blue
Oh yeah.
thick pathway, which
Yeah.
I was unsure why everyone thought they could take on those like little thin sections. Just seemed like, I guess it may be the blue one was longer, but you'd go for the path of least resistance, wouldn't you?
You should do. Then what's happening?
Everyone's basically in Riley's ear about this someone that begins with a K. And there was a real
Yeah.
consensus very quickly
Yeah,
about Kirsten.
I don't like this. I liked Kirsten. Don't even, she seemed nice.
Did you get a bit of Taylor Witch Hunt flashbacks
Yeah, I
from
did.
this? Me too.
Because she
I
seemed
didn't.
nice. I don't think she'd done anything bad. Not that
We've
I
got to put
saw.
our Big Brother filters on. Can't be asked
Oh well, never mind.
for
That would have
that.
taken 2 minutes out of the recording.
Yeah, no, I thought she was probably being treated unfairly, and it wasn't very nice to see it happening like this again. It felt a bit like
And it wasn't her
history was
fault.
repeating itself.
It was because Jared was being a snitch that she even got into trouble in the first place. Otherwise, she would have been fine. Oh yeah, and Siri goes, "Oh, Kirsten's a loose cannon." It's like, oh please. Riley was talking to Siri, and she said Jared is a good person. And Siri said Jared seems very respectful and mannerable. I would tell my kids to hang out with this
Yeah, he's a
guy.
good kid. Yeah. Do you remember? Actually, we skipped over this, but Saree was in the dorm room talking about like her kids and being what it means to be in there with him.
Oh
She was kind of basically saying he's my favorite kid, I thought, in that moment, didn't you?
yeah. Was she?
Awkward for the
Maybe
sibling. Yeah.
he's the only one that wants to do it. Maybe the others are more respectable. The noms. What's happening with this nomination table? Tell me that.
Table.
The
What do you mean the
table.
table?
It's got a
The
hideous
dining table.
pattern on it. Yeah. It's
It's
ugly.
split down the middle because of the
Right.
multiverse.
Right. It looks gross.
Yeah. It's a shame that the multiverse isn't like a, two sides of the house situation. I quite like that.
Oh,
Have they done
yeah.
that in US? The house
Well,
is too bloody small.
they did Direfest, and
Oh yeah, that's true.
that didn't work very well. So they took off, Riley took off Jared and Corey, and left up Felicia and Kirsten. I was quite surprised. I thought Corey
Go
might go up because he's a bit weird, you know.
on. I think that he was off the radar because of that whole going into the nether region thing.
And
Just off everyone's minds.
wearing that light pink and blending into the background.
Yeah. I had a prediction here that I thought Kirsten would win veto. I just had a feeling that she probably had it in her. I don't
I
remember
wish
what the
she
veto
had.
was.
She got a hell of a body, that girl, when she came out. I was like, bloody hell.
Sportswear.
Yeah, she looked hot. Riley said she's dying inside, knowing that they want to be there. Kirsten is pissed off because she's in the Phalanx Five with Riley. Corey has a lot of teeth, I've noted.
like that in a man, don't you?
Oh, not too many. He said that he said this. Multiple people have alerted me to you pot staring. Pot staring.
I don't know. That's writing, maybe?
That's all I've got for that episode. Anything to
Yeah, I'm
add?
already on to the next page. No.
Okay. Oh, the credit. We saw the credits for the first time. What do you think?
Oh, the intro. The splashes are gone. I actually really like them. I
They're
think they're the
quite
best they've looked in a long time.
in your face, aren't they? They're like, whoa.
They're very, they're too
Bright.
long, as usual. Like, they go on for too long. But I like that they've got, like, camera effects and, like, it's a bit more Big Brother-ish, I think.
Yeah, it's good. In fact,
Like, the branding isn't terrible, but at the same time, it is.
yeah, some parts are okay. Depends what day of the week it
Slightly,
is.
yeah, they're upgrading in some ways.
Someone said, my notes are absolutely terrible, that they have a hard time with bold-faced liers. I don't know who that was. Kirsten's
They're my
crying.
favorite kinds of people, kind of people.
Yeah, Kirsten's crying. Is it Kirsten or Kristen? I struggled with those two.
Kirsten.
Kirsten. And Siri called her a hot mess. Leave her
Oh.
alone, Siri.
Ouch.
Riley was reassuring Felicia she's just a pawn. And she said, all these cookie jars are talking now. And Felicia said, yeah, the chocolate chips are talking to
They're
the
talking
Oreos.
to the Oreos.
What the hell are they talking about?
I
Maybe they were just hungry.
think it's about. I wish I'd written more context. Isn't it about like two sides of the house, someone going between?
Gossiping.
Yeah, I think so. Just made me think of the days of Big Brother Canada and Dimitri's in this Oreo costume trying to soak up the milk.
That was a good co comp.
Best sponsored comp ever.
Luke is acting dumb and pretending he didn't know what the memory wall was. Doesn't sound like
They
he
have
remembers.
that. I don't see that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you know where the nominations come up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the memory walls where their faces are and they go grey when they leave, but I didn't see that
Yeah,
happen with
actually, I haven't seen.
Kirsten.
I never saw that this time.
No.
I thought.
I hope they've got rid of it.
I thought that Kirsten might go back in because of, the multiverse and everything, and because they're obviously down one person now. But then when they interviewed
Yeah.
her, that well, as soon as Julie said about Ciri and Jared, I was like, oh, she ain't going back in.
Game over, isn't
I
it?
wanted her to
Yeah.
have a chance to go back in.
I was always all stars.
So then they saw the garden for the first time, and what happened here?
Oh, an iconic moment, of course, because it's always iconic when an old person falls in the pool. Do you think Felicia set that up?
Was she doing trying to dip her toe in?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh dear,
In a
dearie
hot tub, it
me.
was.
She probably break her ankle or something at her age.
I worry about the edges of that pool. They're very hard and concrete.
The safety in Big Brother US is just, you mean to get Mario
Wouldn't
in there
pass,
to
would
assess the trip hazard.
it?
So the scary room are forming an alliance. I like those
Are
people
they?
in the scary room. They're the young
Oh, the
people.
handful. The
Yeah.
handful.
Riley, Jag, Matt, Blue, maybe another
I'm
person.
sorry. You're overlooking the fact here that Felicia revealed that she was a marksman with a 9mm.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Jesus.
don't want to mess with her.
No.
She's done it all. And what about P Pale Apple? Is that what
What's
he's
that?
called?
What's that?
They've got a pineapple child in
Oh,
Big Brother House called Pale Apple.
we've even adopted a pineapple child. Is that what
That's
it's called? Pale apple.
what I've written.
Who did
I'm not sure.
that? Who did that? Have you just miswritten pineapple?
Said, what's the name? Is it Pale Apple? We didn't quite catch it.
Where did they adopt it from? That's what I want to know.
The fruit verse. The Del Monte verse.
Felicia has her eye on the scary room. She said her eyebrows are raised. I beg to differ. And she knows that they're working together. Jag and Riley put together a final two, I think called Ride or Die.
Oh, really? Is that what they're called?
I think so, but they might have just said Ride or Die. I'm not sure. Then some of the boys were modeling bunches. Is that a good look for people?
Oh, God, that reminds me of Christian from last year.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. He
Was
wasn't from
he?
last year.
Was he? Year before?
No, he's from ages ago. The cookout year. quite
Yeah, a year
sweet.
before last.
He was actually quite sweet. He wasn't problematic.
Right. You say so.
If well, I was all right, wasn't he?
What's this? Matt said he doesn't have. Matt has the eyes, but not the ears. Was that in
Oh
the
yeah.
Hannibal Alliance discussion? I thought, oh.
Yeah, because Riley, I think Riley said we all have eyes and ears, and Matt went, "Well, you have the ears." I was like, "Ouch!" Yeah, she was going around like naming people. It reminded me of when Enzo named the brigade back in the day. It's like, "You're the beast. You're the animal. You're the I'm the meow meow," and it was like, "You're the muscle comp beast. You're the social butterfly. You're this. You're that." It's like, "Oh, whatever."
I
Yeah, the
hate
hat.
though where they do that as well at the start of Big Brother as well. The
What?
social butterfly.
Yeah, oh, it's stupid, isn't it? What do you think of the alliance name, the handful?
I mean, they've taken it from the hands on the wall in the scary verse, haven't they? Nice. It's all right.
It's okay. It's not that great, is
Not
it?
very like powerful, is it?
No. So this was
No
when
phalanx.
that was terrible. I'm glad
Parallax
that's
world.
gone. So this was when Corey was kissing Siri's ass. She sat down on the fart chair by accident and then sort of accused
Oh
Corey of not telling her about it. He didn't know. Yeah, this is where he said he's excited and terrified. And Siri said in the diary room, he should know better than to tell me what a good player I am. I thought, yes. I like the way she said it. I like the confidence, you know.
Siri is making the show for me so
Oh
far,
yeah,
I'm gonna
she's good,
be
yeah.
honest.
Yeah, she's good. I've put here, lol, she's gonna destroy him. Yeah, he was doing too much there.
She said, get to know me first to know how to treat me.
Oh, he
Just
does.
a Corey's take on a date.
He probably feels like he does know her from
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You've watched
Survivor.
someone so much.
Yeah, you feel like you know them already. He should know better. So then we had this chat with Jag about being a Sikh. And you know it's a serious conversation when they put the sad piano music behind it.
Is that what they
But
did? Of
yeah,
course.
it's, I don't think it's so patronizing.
I actually think they're using different music this year, and I think the show feels better for it. It's not as
Okay.
intense, not too overly like dramatizing things.
They're using
I might desensitize.
some of the same music, but they might be using some new music as well. So he was saying, the first thing people see about me is the turban. And Hissam said he's Egyptian and Muslim. And Jag said, like after 9/11, he got accused of not accused of
No, he was a victim
Islamophobia,
of
a victim
Islamophobia,
of
basically.
Islamophobia. And he said, first of all, I'm not a Muslim, and secondly, Islamophobia is not okay. How stupid do you have to be to think someone wearing a turban is a Muslim?
Well, you know, America's not so kind of diverse as over
No,
here. We
no
are probably.
offense,
It's
America.
true, though. Because, like, you know, I might have said this last week, but I grew up in a town which was quite diverse. And when I was a kid, I did say this. I was going to play group or whatever, or form class with a Sikh kid who had the turban, but I thought he was a girl because of the hair. I told you this last week, didn't
And I don't know. Why did you think he was a
But,
girl?
well, because he had
Oh,
long
because
hair,
he had
and
the
you know,
long hair. Oh, okay.
well, yeah, but it was like in the bubble on the top
Okay.
when they're younger, they haven't got as much hair, so they're doing a little bubble, right?
Got you.
And I was just like, you know, someone with long hair is a girl. That's like social, you know, gender norms, whatever. But I feel like we have quite a diverse society, depending on where we live in the country. But also at school, we learn about every religion, as you know, they make a point of teaching us about
That's true.
what it is to be a Sikh, what are the pillars of Islam, and
Yeah,
what's Buddhism.
Jewish. Yeah. We had a Jewish
I
teacher who
feel like I
used
didn't get taught about Judaism actually.
He was really good, that teacher. He taught us loads about it. It was really interesting. But the Christianity was forced down your throat as well. Let's be real. Or
I
was it wasn't my school.
had a Christian RE teacher, but she always felt like she covered all religions equally. And
Oh, that's
actually, like,
good.
you know, really, if you do understand religion, a lot of the like old texts and stuff kind of links up, aren't they, in some way? The
Well,
multiverse of religion.
yeah, because it's all like a just made up thing to control people, whichever way you look at it, whichever angle you look at it from.
It's the old law,
Yeah.
isn't it?
So that
Anyway,
That was nice conversation.
He was saying that he had to go to Canada to get to the nearest Sikh temple, and I thought, oh my God, it's got to go to a different country. And then I remembered, actually, you can live like close to a border, like even though you have to go to Canada, that might not be as extreme as I understand it to be.
Yeah, it's quite close to America, Canada, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if it is close, but I mean,
And
to have to go to a different country does seem a bit extreme, but
you can see New York from Canada, can't you?
I mean, some people can you? Is that
Yeah, I
allowed?
think so. No, I think you can. I think I've seen
I
it
think
on
people commute
something.
between the two, don't they?
Yeah. God, we
For jobs and stuff.
sound ignorant now, probably. Sorry.
Oh God, after saying like, how ignorant America is.
Yeah.
So
We're ignorant in a different way.
I think that it was sad that there's not enough understanding that Islamophobia is such a big generalization. And that's why he suffered from that post 9/11. What was interesting was, and Dan raised this point when we were watching it, is that Hissam is actually white passing. So it's a very different experience. And he actually is a Muslim. So I feel like Jag probably suffered Islamophobia worse than Hissam, just based on his look and his appearance.
That's
Whereas
interesting.
Hissam is kind of able to assimilate. And I'm sure he's come through his own struggles, as a gay Muslim. We don't really hear about that. And I'm looking forward to him having a chance to unpack that, hopefully. But it just felt like he didn't relate in the same way just because of a different experience, I felt.
Yeah, well, it is two different experiences, isn't it?
And he said, I thought his response was odd. He said, every time's a first, you can either reinforce a stereotype or make people more aware. And I was thinking,
Yeah, what is the
okay.
stereotype?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
That was a bit odd. There's something about his that I don't really like. There's
I'm
like
not sure
a
either. Arrogance?
an overconfidence, I was gonna say, and a sort of superiority thing. But I don't know. I could be wrong, but it's my inkling.
He did talk about being cautious about sharing it. What is his religion? Yeah, there you go. He's
But
cautious about sharing that he's a Muslim, which means in situations he can get by.
he doesn't have to
Whereas
say.
Jag, it's like, you are not like us, so therefore there's an alarm bell here. Yeah.
I do think Hissam is a good character, though, even if he is arrogant or whatever. So we shall see.
Yeah.
I've just
And what
completely.
he is good to have on this cast, I
Yeah,
think.
definitely. Felicia told the women she wants to target the scary room. Felicia, Bowie, Izzy, Siri, and someone else, I think it was, created
Bye
the
bye, bitches.
Bye Bye Bitches
We're
Alliance,
the
because
bye bye, bitches.
that was like, when you're like trying to think of a new password for like your work thing, you just look around at something on the wall and go, oh, that could be my password. That was how they created that alliance there. Is that what you do, or is that
I'm not going to tell you the pattern of my passwords because they're
just me?
very predictable when you know them.
Well, that's what I do. I just look around and go, oh yeah, that, because then I know when I forget my password, I'll just look over there and then I'll remember from whatever it
Well, that's
was.
good. It's better than, using maybe like a current reference which might change and then not knowing the password later.
Oh yeah, or what, like what you do with our
Yeah, well, I do that sometimes with our social. Yeah, I thought this was cool though to see Felicia stepping up to make an alliance. I was like, people might have an opinion of an older person going to Big Brother, but she's actually here to play, and I'm finding her entertaining. And the name is fun, even though is that a Rachel reference?
It's
You said
Janelle.
that. It's a Janelle reference, okay.
What are you finding so entertaining about Felicia?
Just the new dynamic, like just a person we don't normally have. I feel like she's not what I think a 63-year-old is. She's
No.
very like young at heart, perhaps. She's like energetic, she's here to play. I just like seeing her and Ceree, two older women, interact in the show. I just like what she's bringing.
I like the older dynamic, that's for sure. Riley wants to invite Corey, America, and Jared into her alliance. Uh-oh. That is the one person you do not want in your alliance. Jag told Jared about the alliance, and Jared went to tell his mummy over it.
Yeah.
And Siri was
Is
like,
this the
well,
Total Alliance?
is that what it's called?
I think so.
And Suri was like, "Oh, well, it's good to know like about the alliance, but why aren't I in the alliance?" It's like, you should be lucky you even know about it. Like, you only know about it because you've got a snitch on the other side, you know. And she told Jared to stop talking so much. I was thinking, if Jared won the veto, he couldn't actually use it on Suri, could he, without blowing the cover?
That's a good point.
Or would he blow the cover?
I think he's going to blow the cover one way or another. And
Yeah,
I
I
think
think.
it's more likely to be accidental.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Like just referring to her as his mom, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, because it's
Whether it's
just.
to her face or just talking about
Yeah. No, and apparently I did listen to that one podcast, and they said he when he was talking to Izzy about it, he was going, "My mum, blah 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 blah." It's like, and they were going, "Why is he calling her my mum? He should be getting into the practice of just calling her Siri." Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
just amateur hour.
He should have been doing that for the last month on the outside as
Yeah,
well.
he should have. Kirsten was doing
A monologue.
a cringe camera talk. How annoying. And then calling herself your girl in the diary room.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't like that. Don't
No,
start
it's
that. We'll decide.
irritating, isn't it?
Friends closer, enemies closer type situation with Riley. That's why what she was planning.
Right.
She was upset, wasn't she? Because she felt like she was quite strong with Riley, and then to be left
Yeah.
on the block, she was burnt by it.
She should have got the hint by that album that Riley got.
Man.
So the veto happened now. Bowie had a little on-head pigtail. What did you think of that?
I have no
Yeah,
recollection of
like a
that.
little
Was it?
tiny little pigtail like this. It looked
Oh,
really, really
wow.
bad. Really bad. So what was this for? Oh, the flower puzzle where they had to get
Oh, on a vase. Yeah, a
on an
vase.
atomic wedgie.
Oh, yeah, the atomic wedging. That was silly. This reminded me of that thing where they had to go up a tree last year.
Yeah, I remember
Same
that.
set. I think it was the same background and things.
Probably the same old, yeah, same old everything. That looked hard, that puzzle, don't you think?
It was quite aesthetically pleasing, actually. I liked it. When people were doing it like mirrored, I was like, well, this looks nice. But yeah, I
Yeah.
hate that kind of thing. It
Oh, it
frustrates
was
me to hell.
so frustrating. And then they were spraying them with water. Felicia said, "I'm getting pulled up by my drawers." Jamie laughed. Drawers, that is something an old person would say. I noticed a bit of strategy you could do. When you were getting pulled up by your atomic wedgie, you could look at all the other people's puzzles and see what they were doing. Do a bit of
Oh,
copying.
were they otherwise like a bit too close to
Yeah,
see or
because
isolated?
otherwise, yeah. But when you were up, you could, because I saw people like looking.
Ooh,
That's what I'd
what
do.
gamer you are.
Yeah, copying people's work.
Before the comp happened, sorry, just to step back a step, Siri was in Hisam, is it Hisam?
Hisam,
Hisam?
yeah. Oh,
Hisam? Hisam's ear
Hisam.
about this 8-person alliance because she was worried about Jared's safety, right? She wanted to keep the noms the same. And he was like, how do you know about this? Which
Oh, yeah.
obviously is Jared. And she went,
Yeah.
it's not rocket science. It's just like, that's quite a good response. Like, don't ask questions. Like, I am the veteran of this game.
And he just accepted
Yeah, he's
that
like,
as
okay.
the answer. Okay, yeah, but how do you know? Weird. Kristen said, "Son of a bitch," when hers fell. Who won? Hisam.
Yes, he looked
Yeah.
really spurred on by that conversation that he had with Sarit, potentially. God, it felt okay. I've written here, it took long. I remember now. It
It
was a
did
bit
go on.
boring.
I've put comp is going on a bit.
Yeah.
So Kirsten went to speak to Hisam and said, "What can I do to help?" And he said, "What can I do to help you?" Well, use the veto on me, obviously. But needless to
Well,
say, he did not.
I got no intention of walking out this week. Just wait and see, she
Oh,
said.
oops. And his excuse was he couldn't decide between either of them. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Jack said something controversial
he said he
here.
was going to leave it to his roommates to decide.
Roommates, you won't like this. Jack said
What?
Felicia's entire personality is being old.
I think that's okay. And I think that is really her entire personality. She's a, was a marksman, you know. She'd take Jack out in a shot.
I missed that one, that bit.
I've asked the question, was Kirstin wearing her own swimwear because her boobs looked great?
Yeah,
She
I've
looks
written
hottie.
about her cleavage. Jack also said she's the hottest woman in the house, so why did she have to go first? So he was quite upset about
Sorry
that.
about that, Jack.
The totty leaving. Episode four. We're running out of time, but let's do a bit beforehand. I
Here's
thought
why,
she.
hang on. Here's why you think his son is arrogant. Because he
Yeah.
said this whole thing about, oh, my name means protector. And I take that
Oh.
very seriously.
Oh, shut up.
But at that point, I thought, oh, shit, he is going to use that boots on her, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't want that to happen because I was like all about my old girls. What's it called? The old bags. The old bags, man. That's from Australia before anyone comes for me.
I thought Julie actually looked quite nice at the eviction episode with the red dress
Are
on.
you
What?
okay?
Oh,
Her hair looked like
the
a bale of hay.
hair. Well, I can't talk
I
about that. The nude heels I didn't like, but I thought the red dress was actually quite nice.
Oh, I just think she dresses so fusty.
Yeah, well, she does, yeah.
So she will have a word with Sonia Kruger's stylist. I'll sort her right out.
Hissam said, I've noticed the young people are working together. And I've said, yeah, because someone told you that. I've noticed.
It's
You
not
ain't
rocket science.
noticed. Yeah, exactly. I was getting hopeful because you were like, oh,
Excuse me.
have you seen the episode? And then
Yeah, because
someone,
I wanted to talk to you about the racist
I
incident.
know. But then someone else said, I think it was Laurie said, have you seen the episode? I thought, oh, because they're all
Oh,
going, oh,
some good shit going down.
I thought Felicia was going to go because it just seemed so obvious that it was going to be Kirsten going, but I was completely
Right.
wrong. So I was disappointed at the end. And I was disappointed with the racism as well, yet unsurprised. America was debating keeping Kirsten. What the fuck is her
It's
name?
annoying saying America because I keep thinking we're talking about America.
America. She said, you gave me your eyelashes. Now we're blood sisters.
Okay.
Not sure how that works.
Talking about that, I had a bad dream the other day that I'd had like a hair transplant
Oh.
from my top of from my crown onto my neck for some reason, and then I had this like.
Oh,
And like I really wanted to not lose that neck hair, but then in the
yeah.
dream, but they left me with like a patch on my head. I was like, well, now I've got a bald spot on the top. It's not good.
I can't imagine you having a bald spot. Your hair's so thick.
Oh God, I hope not. Rather, it was
Apparently.
all grey.
Gray is good. Do we need to cut off?
Yeah, we're gonna have to go for a break and come back in the next part of
For
this.
the final part of our
All
podcast.
right. In a
Okay.
minute.
Be right back.
Welcome back. Caught me off guard. That caught me off guard, like Jed would in that task that time.
I just want to apologize to anyone who's watching us for the first time. Our podcast isn't normally as rushed as this. It's bloody Zoom and other issues against us. So, normally we meander through and take about 3 hours,
God.
but
Oh, it's leisurely.
yeah,
This is breakneck speed.
this is probably better.
Oh, of course it is. Let's keep it moving. So
So,
that
go on.
what is it that older people like? It's called the professors,
Yeah.
apparently. Seven of them.
I don't think Izzy's that old, and I don't think Mimi is either. But,
Me neither. I don't feel like the young people are that young either this
no,
year. The
it's
average
just
age is just kind of a bit older. It's right. It's good. I like it.
they're just making it up as they go along, aren't they? This is when Julie revealed one person leaves the game early. Did
Why?
you? Oh, what? You'd rather just seen it play out.
I was like, well, when I heard it, I was like, for God's sake, like, why is she saying that? And then I was just like, oh, she just must be talking about the first eviction. So I'd like convinced myself it wasn't something else that I
Oh,
didn't know
really?
about. But then I thought, you know what? You could have, if you were observant from the shot of them on sofas, you could have worked out.
I did it. It's exactly what I did because I knew it was that Luke because it's
Did you
just
pause it to do
obvious.
it, or did you just happen to notice he wasn't there?
Jack just went for a drink and I looked at the couch and I saw he wasn't there and I knew it was him because Lorcan had already sent me the clip of him saying that earlier in the week. Well, that was something I was going to reveal to you on the podcast, but it was revealed anyway. So
Oh no, so you already knew that that had happened when you got to the episode. That's a shame.
but I didn't think they were going to actually throw him out, because normally they, racism, give him a free pass through the whole season. So
That's the final, if
strange.
anything.
Yeah, exactly. So we saw Kirsten talking to Luke. And I was worried something might happen there. Luckily, it didn't.
Well, his advice was basically, I'll just pretend that you're not on the block. The block me, no, I'm
No,
not on the block.
yeah.
What do you mean voting me out? No, I'm not on the block. You can't do
I'm
that
the invisible nominee. You can't actually evict me.
to me.
So yeah, this conversation.
I was very confused. I had to watch it a few times. I feel
Yeah.
like it wasn't helped by the way they cut it, like
No.
the blurring of the mouth. The dip, obviously, you can't broad.
No.
Can you broadcast that word here? I feel
No.
like you can. Of
No. Oh,
course, you
actually,
can.
on BB UK they did,
Yeah,
and she
yeah.
said it.
Yeah.
Actually, when Rodrigo did, they did as well, didn't
Yes.
they? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I would rather not hear it.
Yeah, I'm in a weird place with that because I feel like, I want to know everything in Big Brother, but
Yeah.
because it felt too hard to understand. I was like, well, what? He's like, well, it's obvious what word he must have used. And then I'm like, but
Yeah.
who's it talking to Corey? And then it was
It
like, oh, the way he covered it was like, oh, I was going to say dude. And then was like, I
Yeah.
was going to say narwhal.
Narwhal.
And I just thought,
What is a
this
narwhal?
is
Like a
like
seal or
a
something?
narwhal.
Yeah.
That
With a
creature is like a
horn.
got a tusk, like a
Yeah.
little whale with a tusk. Oh, they're so cute.
So what's that got to do with using the N-word?
Nothing. It's just him trying to cover his
Oh, right.
ass. But like his response to it was probably what made it worse for me, the way he joked with it.
Did you
Go.
see his face and
I
Corey's
need to go back
face?
and review that tape because later on, suddenly his son hadn't heard it. I
That's
thought, are you
that is
serious?
bollocks. Both of their faces, they both looked absolutely mortified
I
and
feel like they looked
immediately,
to each other, did they not?
yeah, they both were just like, what the fuck? I thought that was weird later when he said he didn't hear it. Like he was trying to, I don't know, distance himself from it.
Disassociate, yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're allowed to say you heard it, you didn't say it. And then this whole thing
Yeah.
with him talking to Jared was just so, ugh.
He was smiling and he's going, oh, they're more offended than the Batman, like these two
Yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And then Jared in the diary room said, anything I do or say could come across as aggressive in this situation. And that's just like, I think that's a really horrible situation to be in, knowing that like he's got to watch his behavior and will be judged from whatever he says to this, where he's really the one that would be mostly affected by this word.
It actually really reminds me of the situation with Monty and Kyle last year when Kyle was doing his apology tour, and Monty was just so reasonable about it.
Oh
It's
yeah, that
like,
was
and just like, so that was the only one good thing Monty did. But just he was so like, I have to be measured in this situation and blah blah blah. But it's just like, what the fuck should you? What the
Yeah.
fuck should you just sit there and take that? It's like, and did someone say, oh, white people get more offended about this stuff than black people? It's because black
In
people have.
situations that should be uncomfortable for a black man, this is Jared's response actually.
Yeah.
White people get more uncomfortable.
It's because black people are used to it, I guess, is it? They're used to people being racist to them and abusive. Whereas white people are like, when they
Yeah.
hear that, they're like, oh, clutching our pearls, What do you think?
I think that is probably what he's alluding to, the fact that like it's just something run of the mill maybe for
Yeah,
him,
yeah.
and for a white person it's more like, oh shit, like what the fuck. But I felt like he was just paralyzed by it and couldn't. Now he obviously wanted to act a certain way, but then in the conversation, I think it was later on actually, was it in here? He said that he kind of like knows, this was in the diary room later when they were trying to bring it to the house. He said he knows people like Luke and he doesn't necessarily equate ignorance to malice. And I was like, this is excusing this.
Yeah, I
And
hated
why
that.
are you excusing this?
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah.
It's not okay in the outside world, they've been given bloody diversity training to go into the Big Brother
Oh,
house.
yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and
Well, that
it's
worked well, didn't it?
yeah, just a blatant rule break and just blatantly wrong. And just there should be no minimized. It was like Jared almost felt guilty for him going. It's like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
What
Yeah,
did.
but like I think that's sad. That's a sad reality of it that you've seen too, and that the instant reaction of Luke was to joke it off with Jared, as if to say, like, you and I know this is fine. They can't handle it, but we're cool. And like, Jared shouldn't really have to just be cool with that,
No, and
but
absolutely
that he had
not.
no choice because he didn't want to come across as confrontational.
Did
It's so fucked up.
Dan watch it with you? I wondered what he thought about it.
Yeah, but I haven't actually got any notes from what he said, so I don't
No.
really know.
Was he just
I
like,
think he was
no?
just like, oh God, like typical, it's so disappointing that this comes up every year,
Every single
nearly every
year.
year. Yeah.
Every single year, I think. I
When I was
wonder.
complaining about the sort of slow removal, because it wasn't until it was clearly the bathroom and they were brushing their teeth the next day, somebody got back to me on Twitter. I feel like it might have been Lewis actually. To say that he thought that production had only made that decision based on reaction from viewers, and it wasn't actually necessarily going to be what they were going to do. But they felt the pressure.
I totally believe that. Don't you? I totally
I mean,
believe
I'd
that.
like to believe they would not, but I believe some things they should have a precedent for, this being one of them, where they don't have to wait to talk to the legal team and bring, someone in to sign it off. You've got a producer on hand at all times who should be able to have final say.
You should
Just,
literally have a list of what
instant.
a list of words you
Yeah.
cannot say. You say them, you're
Yeah.
out. The end.
Eject. If this happens, eject. If this happens, warning. Yeah.
I'm sure they do have that.
They must do.
I was wondering how long it took for them to kick him out. It was the next day, wasn't it? They kicked him out.
It felt like that from the show, yeah.
And I saw your tweet about it as well. Like, why didn't we see him getting a bollocking? Because
And then
normally.
people don't understand when I say that. American Big Brother viewers don't understand when I say I want to see him accountable,
But
because
I've seen
someone
this
responded and said,
happen.
he said what he said, he knows what was wrong. But we want, I like it when it gets repeated and they have to sit with it. It's like the consequence of it.
This has happened in America before. I remember distinctly Alison Grodner talking to the person. I can't remember which person it was, and saying, "You've done this. You need to leave now by that door."
Oh yeah.
They've done it before, so I don't know why
Why
they
are they
couldn't do it
not doing
then.
that now?
Covering up for him. Fuck that.
I didn't like the way it edited as well. I was like, he went into the diary room and then rightly walked out,
I
which
know.
wasn't.
And then when they explained it, and then they were all looked shocked. And then Corey was trying to like say, "Yeah, I was there, and this is what happened." And I felt like he was sort of
Yeah.
enjoying it a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like being the one who, because Jared was
Oh,
there as
did you?
well. Yeah, I don't know. There was just something about, maybe that's why his son said he didn't hear it, because he was just like, didn't want to act like that. I don't know. And then Jared just said, "I don't want to talk about this as a group." Yeah, like he almost was still covering up for Luke.
Yeah, it felt like he was sort of trying to protect Luke, but the footage is there. It's all out in the public, isn't it?
Fuck you, Luke.
Like, you can protect his image from your housemates, but like, you can't from the outside world. There's no point in really trying.
So that was about it for that, I think. Red went up and named Riley's whole alliance to her. Why? He said, "I'm not
Well,
book smart, but I'm country smart."
clearly, they don't play Big Brother in the country, do
Izzy then came up with another scene of appalling gameplay. She said, what did she say? "Cut the bullshit. We all know what's up." Why are you saying this? Can you imagine Dan Gieson going and saying that to someone in the house? She's such a bad game player. Just and then when she reported back to Cerise was like, "Shut up,
they? Yeah,
basically."
she's worried that she's going to bring a target on the bye-bye bitch, isn't she? Because of her,
Stupid.
in quotes, huge personality.
That's one way of putting it. She went and sort of bragged about the whole thing to Cerise, and Cerise was just like, "Yeah, don't do that again."
Yeah. And she was like, are you like, oh God, in at me, oh my God, in at me, or at the situation kind of thing. Like, I think she knew that Suri thought she'd fucked up.
So then we had a bit of hope, I thought, but it was actually just
Oh.
the flim flam section of the
Oh, he's
young'uns
reminding me of
wanting
Hope. Where's Hope?
I forgot about him. The young'uns getting together and saying they should save K Kirsten.
That was the opposite of hope for me. That was dread. Where do you
No,
want
that.
Felicia to go?
Well, I was happy, and then I thought, oh, it's going to be tight. It could be like 7-6 or whatever the numbers are. I was like, ooh. And then as soon as Jag went in
Complete
there,
washout.
I was just like, ugh. You got anything to say about the speeches or anything like that?
No, it was
Thought they
America
were.
that first started to voice that perhaps Kirsten was she should stay. She should not go too early. I haven't got to that
This is
speech,
the
no. Oh, didn't oh I
eyelashes.
have actually. Didn't Felicia say something? Felicia said something like, oh, you know, if it's my time to go, it's my time at the end. She
Oh,
said,
not that old
don't that is
cliche.
bad. Don't say that.
Stupid. Yeah, stupid.
Like think it, but don't say it.
I was just annoyed that it was a sheep vote, and then it was like, oh, it's not the right time to get blood on our hands. If not now, when? It will be too late by the time you realize, because you won't have the numbers. These
I thought they
people.
were good. I thought that, like, total whatever, total wipeout, whatever they call it, total alliance, this like Riley's whole house alliance was going to have the numbers to turn it around, and I think they probably would have done,
Yeah,
but
they
I'm not
would
sure why
have.
they, not sure why they didn't in the
They
end.
chickened out because they're scared of Ciri. That's why. That's what I think.
So he's just one lonesome contestant, though, you
Yeah,
know,
right. She's like 10 contestants rolled into one.
like. He's the
I
Megatron of
had
TV Housemates.
a few fashion notes here. Blue has a
Yeah.
very long fringe. It looks like it's getting in her eyes, and that makes me uncomfortable because when I have a long fringe, it irritates me so much. I do think it looks good, but just when your fringe goes in your eyes, it's not good.
Do you like the two-tone
I like it.
stripy hair?
Yeah, I do. I think it looks good. Ciri was wearing a poncho. I don't know if she was expecting rain, but it looked waterproof. Corey was
You know,
wearing a.
Cerise sounded to be gradually like getting sicker and sicker throughout the episode this
Oh,
week.
God. I hope she's
Just
okay.
huskier and raspier, and like
Oh,
the circles were getting darker. I was like, has she got hay fever or something? She's just getting really ill.
no, too much gaming. She's been speaking in everyone's ear. Jared's old lady going shopping look. Oh yeah, we've covered that. And Corey's pale pink outfit again, just absolutely not. Yeah, the heart beating, we've covered that. Kirsten went out nice. She was, pleasant to everyone. Black woman's gone out first. It was partly because of the twist, but still, it's not the best, is it?
No.
Julie spilled the beans about Ciri. Kirsten had no idea, did she? Have a clue.
No, even though that nickname thing had just come out. I've got a request that they need to do, and it's to stop allowing them to give shout outs in the diary to friends and
Oh,
family. I think if you do that, it should be instant nomination next week, don't
it
you?
is annoying, isn't it?
No
And
chance to get off the
just as they
block.
go, I just want to shout out to Jack, Gaz, and Towie. Just
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Shut
shut
up.
up. Just do it on the live feeds. Yeah, and then she got a Kirsten got annoyed because she didn't see all of her goodbye messages. And Julia's like, oh, we haven't got time for
Yeah, she's like, I think there's more people in the house than that. And Jake's like,
this
how long do you think we've got? Jeez.
again.
Oh, do you know what I thought was odd? So Julie, when she was revealing this to Kirsten, she said there's a secret relationship in the house. You hear that, what do you think?
Oh, like a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's thing, that's what I think where her head was going. And like, I just, yeah, it was a bit odd. I just thought, no one, if you keep saying this, everyone's going to think it's a couple that were involved. Like, you
Yeah,
need to
that's
change it
true.
up. Like, two people have a connection or two people know
Yeah,
each other
a
on the outside.
related.
Related. Yeah. I don't know. If they're related, I'm sure, easily.
Did you see the advert for
What?
the challenge? Did you see
Yeah.
Josh in the middle?
Yeah, there's Tyler, Josh, and Tiffany. Yeah.
Even recognize Josh. He looked like a completely different person.
Oh, he's been working out quite a lot, is that
I'll say.
why?
Fucking hell, what a transformation.
Oh, I see him on Instagram quite a lot. So,
Ugh.
did
You
he have
look
like
good.
braided hair or something?
Yeah, I think so. It's like he looks 100 times better than he used to, so good for him. Still
I'm the
annoying though, I'm
same,
sure.
mate.
And then we got to see, something in the back garden, like a teleportation hole or some mirror on the wall shit.
Oh, yeah, they sort of did a go. That's eavesdrop, right? But it
Yeah.
was empty. So where are they all?
Oh yeah. Oh, where could they have gone to? The Scrambleverse,
Diaverse-verse?
I
Garden was empty, though. I don't know.
Strange. We'll find out next time, I
Oh,
suppose.
maybe, that, like, members club they have
What's
where you
that?
can slide the mint julep down the bar and I don't
Big Brother's basement. Should
know.
we do our emails?
Yeah, I've had a look in that inbox. There's a few emails to be read
I
out,
know, we've
actually.
got some
Sweet.
newbies in there.
Right, if you want to email us next week and put your opinions on why Felicia is the best person to stay in the Big Brother house, email us to bbbosspod@gmail.com.
Oh.
Where is it? Who's the first person? Oh, I want to shout out Molly. Not that Molly. The other
American
Molly, of
Molly.
course. American Molly of,
Oh,
well,
I love
Twitter.
her.
Because she's very kindly given us her last Blue Sky code. And Lindsay,
I did
did you sign up
join.
to that?
I
Did you
signed
join? Did you
up,
join
but
it?
then I didn't know what to
As BB
do.
on Blast or as
Yeah,
yourself?
BB on Blast, yeah.
Okay, so
So
we've
we
got
are
an account
signed
there
up.
now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I signed up,
I
but
don't know
then
how
I
that
was,
works.
yeah, I didn't know what to do, so I just signed up.
Okay, well, that's a start. So thank you, Molly, for that. We appreciate it so much so that we've done nothing about
And thank
it.
you for liking all the pictures of Towie, because she always likes.
Gotta help Lindsay's engagement. And the first email of reaction is from Liam. Hi guys. First off, thanks for the heads up on how to watch BBUS. I used to torrent, but I haven't needed for years. I completely forgot about it. Yeah, well, we're now in the no video brother verse, so we'll have to make do. Just watch the first episode. My first impressions of the season is good. An early favourite for me is Blue. I'm glad there's some good representation again this season too. It's a good time since you said this. I'm not sure the launch show format for US will ever be less awkward and underwhelming. This is literally there is literally no energy or excitement in there at all. Surely it's time they changed it up a bit. UK launch shows can never be beaten though.
Correct.
Happy to hear you both back on the airwaves.
Oh,
I'm praying for us all the next few months with all these seasons of Big Brother at once. But most of all, I'm praying for you too. Thank you.
thanks,
We
mate.
need it. Surely nobody else watches and covers so many international seasons at once. No, because no one's got
No
the
life.
time or energy. We need you to record more video pods. Well, you
Your
asked,
wishes are
we
command.
delivered by coincidence. I loved watching you two chat. Makes me feel like we're all sat together talking Big Brother.
Oh, that's
Oh.
cute.
Now that I've watched the launch, I can listen to your first pod of the season. And it's got that party blower emoji.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I get to listen to the pods after we've done our podcast. I'm like, oh, I can catch up on a week's worth of pods. It's exciting. Oh, thanks,
Keep up the good work. Bye, Liam.
Liam.
Thanks, Liam. Is Liam BB Hooligan? Yeah.
Yes.
That boy's got a new account every 5 minutes.
I'm also interested that Lewis is watching BBUS because he doesn't normally watch it. So, Lewis,
Yeah.
if you listen to this or watch it, send us in your thoughts because I'm
I think
curious.
Lewis is listening because he gave us a read and I thought, oh, surprising he listens to
Cool.
this option. Thought he'd give up on us years ago. This is a new person. Hi.
Hi.
I was very excited to find a podcast about Big Brother that has a gay host. Oh.
Oh.
All
Hold on.
the
Isn't everyone who watches Big Brother gay?
podcasts that appear. A high proportion. And there are other gay Big Brother podcasters out there, and I can tell you two more. The
Yeah.
Reality Kingdom and
Judy Girl.
Judy Girl Pod as well. But I assume James is back on it, the Judy Girl Pod.
Yeah,
That does, yeah.
there's an episode out. I've not listened to it yet.
So yeah, go check our fellow LGBTQ plus alliance members. It's the Reality Kingdom, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're good. They're good.
All the podcasts that appear on iTunes is straight former players. No offense, but no thanks. Here's where the real fun's at. I particularly love you're both Brits. I assume that this person is American. And you both had me laughing with your takes, and that's good.
Oh, good.
Someone else said they were laughing through the last pod as well.
I should hope they are laughing.
I always struggle with BBUSA because I started watching BBUK with Nadia's season, and I'm version has always or maybe they're British, and it says I'm, but I think it means our, and our version has always been so superior until it changed networks. Oh, networks is making me think you're American. Oh, you're an enigma. The Get Grace Out chant, okay, you're British. The Get Grace Out chant by the audience blew my mind. Oh, I have to tell you, by the way, this person's called Mike. I'll just say the name now. I'll save it to the end. Mike, I was there
You
during
weren't
Get
there,
Grace Out.
man.
I was there, man. I was in the audience at Elstree, and it was quite a moment.
Were
And
you
I found
chanting?
myself. This is my anecdote of the day. My story about that is being outside the Big Brother house, and obviously Big Brother telling everyone to be quiet, and people were generally quite obedient back then. They just put it on the screen like shush, we can't let the housemates know you're here, whatever. And then when it kicked off and they were in the garden and the Get Grace Out chant started, I found myself just getting whipped up in the
Mob
emotion of it all.
mentality.
And I did not want Grace to go at all. I actually thought she was good for TV. So it was weird, and I just thought, God, this is how Nazi Germany started.
Exact same.
Exactly the same. So yeah, interesting to go on.
I felt like that when we were in the audience for the last show, and we were just booing and shouting. We didn't really care what we were booing or
We
shouting
were
for.
quite drunk
Oh
as well,
yeah, that probably
weren't
didn't help. Yeah.
we? What's that called? Something gallery when you're like, I don't
Oh, the
know.
peanut gallery.
I know about that. It's the cheap seats in the theater, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, something medieval where you'd like
Oh
stand
right.
there and you like lob rotten vegetables at people. But
Oh right, yeah.
that's it, you get it like that in a Big Brother audience, unfortunately. Oh, we didn't even mention that US had the audience back actually for the eviction,
Oh,
didn't
they
they?
do.
I think so. I think there were people in that studio. Anyway, so yes, Mike's mind was blown by Get Grace Out. I need to know, Mike, where are you from? Because if you haven't watched BBUK since until season five, you could be American who's tuned in from abroad because you're saying season and network. I still consider a moment that has never, I still consider that a moment that has never been matched. I was wondering if you could both talk about your favorite BBUK moments. Excited to listen to your archives as well. XO Mike. Favorite BBUK moment? Bloody hell. I miss those old days of like Channel 4. When the summers were different, the summers were hot, like those eviction nights were so exciting. It was just like a different time, it feels like.
Definitely when they had the live feeds and you could just watch it all night, it was just
Oh, magic.
it was just brilliant. But
Just
yeah, we
constantly
need to have a think
moves
about
what?
that. We can't just think about what our favorite moments are off the top of our heads.
That's probably going to be the obvious ones, you know. Yeah, Jackie. And
That ain't my favorite. The first thing that sprung to my mind was Rylan versus Spidey.
oh,
Which is
wow.
not at all like old school, but it was so
No.
entertaining.
I assume Mike knows his Big Brother history now, but like the Chantel pop fake pop star twist, that was
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
just so good.
Yeah. Oh, and
And it's,
Ashley in the secret room was just
oh,
brilliant.
yeah.
I love that.
That little blue dress.
Oh, and lest we forget Fight Night.
Yeah, and then even Roxanne Pallett's situation, I was, you know, thinking about Big Brother with Dan the other day. The things that happen that Big Brother can't ever plan for, they're the best bits.
They are.
Okay, thanks, Mike. That was a nice email. I
But that
want to
was
know
cool.
more
Write in
about
again. Write in
you.
again. Yes, write in and tell
And
us your secrets.
it's nice to hear that you appreciate gay hosts.
Hold
I'm
on,
glad that.
I'm not gay. Maybe I'm letting the side down.
No, you're not. It's okay. You're allowed to not be.
Am
Got it covered.
I?
No, but I think it's always nice when I hear someone who is a gay listener who relates in some kind of way. And we've had this
Yeah,
in the past before, and we haven't had it for a
it's
long
good.
time. So I like that too.
And there are any sort of
Laura.
old white listeners who can relate to me, old white straight women over 40, write
Well,
in.
you know, the dominant voices in Big Brother podcasting are male. So
Yeah,
you
that's true.
are a bit of a lone female voice, really.
Thanks.
So you are representing. Right, Laurie's here. Hi, Laurie. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Oh, we're not finishing the pod yet. she says, no, it's not about Luke, isn't it? I'd hope booting his lame ass would give a reprieve to So Kirsten for them.
Yes,
I like how Gina was like, but don't you get comfortable with just
yeah,
still
that
going ahead?
why?
She got a raw deal because of another stupid twist.
She did.
Production team failed miserably during Matt's vote. Yeah, they did. You're right. They
Yeah.
could have flicked the diary room lights off for a second and plunged him into darkness at the very least.
Yeah, that
It
was
was
awkward.
so awkward. It's not like they don't know, didn't know he was going to be a house guest. Do better, Ted.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah. BB Gossip Mike mentioned a great idea of one of his car car on one of his car casts this week. Instead of having an immediate HOH, in brackets, a stupid twist that puts four people immediately in peril and in defense mode on launch night, just show everyone moving in. Oh God, I'd love if they did that. Being excited as they roam around the rooms. Oh my God, imagine
Yes.
that. Sounds like BBK of the
Yeah.
house. Uncorking champs. Champs.
Shamps.
And introductions instead, and that's it. Oh my God, Laurie, that is music to my
It's
ears.
that's a pure game
Say
right
less.
there. And let no competitions.
No competitions.
No.
Doing it this way would give the house guests the night to get to know each other, and then production could have the comp the following day.
Yeah.
Honestly, what is this rush on a show that runs 100 days? It's ridiculous. Laurie, we need you to infiltrate production because you're talking our language.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Ta-ta for now, Laurie. It's a loyal listener, Laurie, and it's just the pink sparkly heart emoji this time. I feel like
Ah,
she's being influenced by Barbie.
I like that one.
And now, oh, grand introduction. First time emailer Beck,
Oh, another
who
one.
I identified mentally immediately when I saw this
Oh.
thing. Hi, Lindsay and Gaz. I've never sent an email before, but I just want to say I love the pod. I listen every week, and it's one of the main things I look forward to at the beginning of each new Big Brother season.
Oh.
I'm so excited for all the upcoming Big Brothers autumn, especially the return of BBUK.
Us too.
I'm liking BB25 so far. I'm optimistic that the cast will be entertaining and give us a good season. I do think the eviction should have been cancelled.
Yes.
Especially if the season's going to be 100 days, and it seemed only fair when it was cancelled last year after Paloma walked.
Yeah, true.
God, Paloma, I forgot about that.
Oof. Ugh.
What a situation that was.
Yuck.
God, she was in the scramble verse before it even existed. After the Luke incident happened, I saw some tweets praising BBUK for how they handled Emily on BBA. Where she did the same thing. Yeah, well, let's not forget Rodrigo.
Yeah. They did get rid of Emily immediately, though.
Yeah. I'd love to get your thoughts on this because to me, it always seemed that one of the main reasons she was removed was to not make the show look even worse after the CBeebies5 racism scandal. Did that follow that? Is that what happened? Yeah, right, that did follow that. As the word and several other slurs have been said many times over the years with little to no consequences.
It did at the time. I thought it did seem slightly harsh, but at the same time, oh well.
Well, maybe our understanding's changed
Yeah.
now.
But she was just trying to like show off, basically, wasn't she? And just ended up looking stupid as hell.
Was that other girl on Channel 5 not kicked out for comparing someone to the gorilla? Was she kicked out?
Oh, that posh woman,
She kicked out or
Caroline.
just told off?
No, she
She
didn't
got
get
an
kicked
eviction, didn't
out.
she?
She called Adam a gorilla. And then they
Yeah.
told him when he left, and he looked very upset, funnily enough.
Well, that's a
And
blur to
he
me.
was so nice. He was the person I wanted to win.
Well, we've spoken about this in depth on the podcast, so you probably already get an idea of what we're thinking. But yeah, it does seem odd that the way it was handled over the years differed in severity. But I think the right thing is to remove personally. Sorry if this was too long, says Daniel. I don't think that was too long.
No, that was okay.
That's Daniel ARF21 on Twitter.
Okay,
Go follow him. It's a
sure.
Big Brother tweeter and is watching from the Emerald Isle, the
And
motherland.
please write in again. We like to
Yeah,
hear from new
please do.
people.
That concludes the emails, which is lucky because that's almost
Woo!
concluding our Zoom limit.
We've got 8 minutes left. What should we do with them? Party!
Do you think about that week? Do you know what I was thinking? Sorry, I just asked a question, not waiting
Yeah.
for the answer. I had
Oh,
a
it sounds
thought
like Jack.
what we should do, and I feel like it would be fun. And we're probably late, but we could still do it. You know, on like reality TV spin-off shows where the hosts like write who they think is going to win.
All
We
right.
read it
Oh,
in an
yeah.
envelope. We could
Yeah.
do that, a little prediction, couldn't we?
Yeah,
About
let's
who
do
we think is
it.
going to be the winner.
Yeah, let's do it. And not tell each other.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And
We
then
seal it
open each other's cards at a later
on
date.
finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do
I already know
it.
who you're going to write. I already know who you think is going to win.
Do you?
I think
Oh,
so.
yeah, that's true. Maybe we'll put one and two, because it might be
Okay,
two or
final
three.
two.
Yeah, final
Final
two.
two.
Yeah, final
Okay,
two. Final
we'll
two.
do that.
What else was I going to say? Oh, I do think, to be honest, I do think it's going to be good this year, even though there are a few rogue characters. Like, there's not like loads of meatheads. There's not like loads of arseholes. Like, I feel
Yeah, I've
like,
enjoyed it. I've enjoyed
yeah.
this first week more than I usually would, I think.
I think the mix of ages, the mix of not nationalities, they're just
Backgrounds, cultural backgrounds.
backgrounds. It's working. It's working so far, apart from Luke, which
Yeah.
I don't know why they cast him in the first place. So.
Well, I think Dean Barney actually replied to us on Twitter earlier and said, at least the casting is basically reflective of America. Like, that is a problem in American
Yeah.
society, and apparently it's hard to eradicate, even if you've done
Yeah.
this like diversity training or whatever. And it's
Yeah,
a sad
because
fact, but
is
reality TV is,
that
isn't
is
it,
in
holding a
it
mirror to
what
society?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
And also that you can't undo years of being racist with one course. You
no,
know, it's probably your
exactly.
family was racist, and you just grow up being ignorant, don't you? Should we sign off?
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the emails as well. That was a really fun email section, actually. Get in touch with
Yeah.
us. You can tweet us at BB on Blast on Twitter and email us at bbonblastpod@gmail.com.
And follow us on
Our
what's
personals.
yeah, light up VM or
BB underscore superfan.
and read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. Leave our podcast a review if you like it. That would help us go up the charts to like 1,700 or something. If that's optimistic.
Tell a friend, share it, retweet it. We
Yeah.
appreciate any of that because we are kind of niche over here.
Did I say read my book, First Aid Kit Girl?
You did, but always
Read
worth
it
saying again.
twice, buy two
Yeah,
copies. And we'll be back together in person next week, as long as Gaz hasn't got the full COVID by then.
well, also I've got a holiday coming up, so we need to
Yeah,
do that,
but
but I think we can squeeze one more in before I go
yeah,
away.
we've already arranged
Oh, good. Can't remember what
it.
day it is. Don't remind me.
We'll discuss that off air.
Okay, yeah. So we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening or watching. And
Yeah, careful, mind out for the nether region. Don't get sucked into the scary verse.
well, sometimes it can be nice to get sucked into the nether region.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. Bye.